Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcoming to the show, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, Georgia Bulldog, Georgia native, Leonard Floyd joins us. Leonard, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. Welcome home.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Welcome home. Welcome home. All of Dodge County back to the A and everything like that. But I had a question for you because I know our show ends at 2 o'clock, and then when the San Francisco news comes down that you become available, I said at like 1:15, I said, Falcons, bring them home. And maybe a couple hours later, it comes that you're signing with the Falcons. How fast was the transition that you knew that you weren't going to be a 49er to being a Falcon?
Man, it was very fast. Way, it was quicker than last year for me. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as I knew the Falcons was ready to come and get me, I told my agent, "Yeah, let's go, man."
Why so? Why here?
Why here? Shoot, I'm a Georgia boy. And I grew up loving the Falcons. I also loving the Georgia Bulldogs. So it's only right that I seize the opportunity to put on that jersey and helmet if it's there, you know?
Right. And we were so excited to get you because we know this, Lynn. I mean, you played with some great players. You played in L.A., obviously, with Ra. Was Ra a big factor of why you chose the Atlanta Falcons?
Yes, sir. He definitely was because Ra, he's my guy. He's a hell of a coach. And a great person. And, I couldn't wait to come out here and play for him, man. And he gave me the opportunity, and I'm seizing it by the horns.
Leonard Floyd joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I mean, like you mentioned it, growing up in the area, growing up rooting for the Falcons. I'm sure you have a lot of family members that are Falcons fans as well. Who are some folks maybe that reached out, and what have they said to you about joining the team?
As far as family?
Yeah. Like people that grew up with you and folks that have rooted for the Falcons, too.
Yeah, my mom, man, she started crying as soon as the news happened. She was crying, man. She was boo-hoo crying.
That's good.
Because she grew up a Falcons fan as well. She, even when I was on other teams, man, she still find a way to tailgate for the Atlanta Falcons.
So,
yeah, she's super excited.
Well,
you know, pretty much everybody in my family ready to come to every game.
Okay, hold on. you've been in the league long enough to know this, all right? They know them tickets ain't free, right? Now, My Duke's fine. But they do know them tickets ain't free, right, Lynn?
Oh, yeah. You think my dudes ain't telling them?
I know. Because they scared to ask her. Now, they'll come to you, go tell them, hey, go ask my mama.
Yeah, exactly. I've been learned that thing. I always defer to my mom. Hey, ask my mom you want to come to the game.
Right.
And she don't play. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I was looking, because obviously, you know, we're excited to have you join the team and see what you can bring to the pass rush for sure. You don't miss time. Like, going back through your last, like, 8, 9, 10 years, like, you don't miss games. What's the key to your durability?
It's just my mentality. You know, that's the Georgia mentality.
Damn right.
We used to just throw a little dirt on it.
Yep.
You know, we ain't the type to tap out. We're gonna go to the engine blow.
I love what you said, Dick, because they make fun of me all the time. I say the same thing. Like, I say, just throw some dirt on it and let's go. I say it all the damn time. Just throw some dirt on it.
It's working.
And let's go.
He hasn't missed a game in like 9 years.
Yeah, just throw some dirt on it.
Why don't other guys just do that?
Throw some dirt on it, man. That red clay from down there where we from. Last one for me, because now, obviously, we know you're a damn good dog and everything. Opportunity to be closer now. I mean, you're right up there. You can just shoot up 316 or 85 to go up there and see Kirby. Have you got a chance to talk to him since you've been back?
No, I ain't talked to Kirby since I've been back, but I'm supposed to be getting over there to holler at my guy Jonas Jennings.
My brother, big bro.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting over there to holler at him. But, yeah, I look forward to being close enough to get to see some games, too.
Sure. Yeah.
When you're doing what you've done the last couple of years, where I mean it's Rams in 22, Buffalo in 23, San Francisco and now here, but maintaining your level of production, like what's the key to being in new defenses but still going out there and doing so well?
I travel the world and get sacks, man. You can't beat it.
I like that. Travel the world and get sacks.
Well, good. I'm glad.
You can't beat it, man.
I'm glad you've come here to do it because we need it for sure. Yeah. Hey, Leonard, thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate you, the Bulldog.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.